You are the man now. Dog, 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 you are the man now. Dog.
Hey, thanks for coming. Thanks for coming with me for moral support.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Just a little nervous. I don't know why, but...
It's not usually something people need moral support for. You tell me, I guess.
Well, I'm having a baby, you know, and I don't know. I guess I'm there for my wife, you know what I mean? I get to go back in the room every once in a while and check on her, but she's got a whole team back there, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm kind of...
You're alone out here.
Yeah, my parents couldn't make it in, so I'm sitting here with nobody, so I really appreciate you being here because now I'm here with somebody.
Well, when you hit the office Slack up, you know, and it sat there a little too long, and it made me, I had not a ton going on today, nothing more important than a new life being brought into the world, which is so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I really appreciate that. You always back me up on there. I do feel like it's a little bit of a ghost town whenever I talk.
Yeah, it really is, isn't it? I think that's so rude that people do that.
Yeah, it's like you saw it. We all saw it. There's red receipts, you know, so we all saw it.
And I don't think you're doing anything on there that's, you know, you're just making little jokes, which to me, it brightens my day. I've always thought you were kind of the guy in the office to brighten my day.
That's how I feel. That's how I feel. I guess some people are annoyed by it. You know, they don't always want to be cheery. They're at work. They don't want a friend, you know?
And I think there's people who are like work funny, and then there's people who are funny. And I think you and me, we're funny. And the work funny people don't know how to respond to the stuff we're doing on there.
Right. I don't know if it's over their head or just they're not quite willing to go there. But, you know, memes are funny. You know what I mean? Popcorn falling on the ground is funny.
Yeah.
You know, people just slipping is funny. It's just funny.
Sometimes I'll hit a ha-ha and I won't really be sure what the joke is. So if we have some time to kill. The popcorn falling one, can you explain that one to me a little more?
Well, it just goes everywhere.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you're holding it and it's one bucket, but as soon as you drop it, it's a million popcorns.
Right.
Now tell me that's not a surprise.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah. Okay, that's funny.
Because it's so many popcorns.
Yeah.
Don't eat those on the ground.
I like that.
Yeah.
And everyone on the, because I remember in the what's it called, when we went into the break room later on, everyone was like, kind of talking about that popcorn thing and was like, you know, we were talking about how Robert was being let go and who was going to cover his load. Mm-hmm. And that popcorn thing kind of threw the conversation off. And I was like, I think it kind of lightened the mood.
Yeah, it's not that deep. You can still talk about Robert getting fired and laugh at there being a lot more popcorn than you thought was in the bucket everywhere on the ground.
Yes, exactly.
Jokes are, the whole point of jokes is sometimes that they catch you off guard. So I find that a serious moment is actually the best time to drop a joke.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like when I was back there helping my wife out, she was squeezing my hand, you know, I dropped a couple of jokes to the doctors and they didn't think they were that funny, but I think I heard the anesthesiologist laugh.
Oh, that's who you want to make laugh. The anesthesiologist.
Yeah,
'cause
they get it. They're putting
everything, people
to sleep anyway.
Yes. I mean, they've got the funny gas,
yeah.
So they know what's funny.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, thanks for always supporting me, man. I really appreciate it. You make me feel a lot less lonely at the office, you know? And I just think everybody should have a Garrett, you know? It's nice to have you.
I'm glad to hear the appreciation. And if I'm being totally honest here, it's been a while since I've been in a hospital. They always make me a little... You know, I'm a little
gassy. You know, I heard you do the one little.
That's good. Yeah, that's good. No, I just happened to be gassy. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of Brussels sprouts I'm on a diet.
You're doing Brussels for breakfast.
Brussels for breakfast. Well, I did a hash, but it was an egg white hash.
Mm.
Well, not an egg white. What's it called? The
egg beaters.
Egg beaters hash, yeah. So it's a carton of egg beaters, a bag of Brussels sprouts.
It's a big breakfast.
and feta cheese because it's yeah. It's well,
like, it's like 8 eggs, 13 eggs, right? Something like that.
Oh, what's the serving size on an egg beaters?
I don't know. Just the whole a whole carton. That's a, it seems like a lot. Maybe not.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I never. I thought it the. Because it's not easy to reseal. I guess you can turn the thing back on, but I thought once it's open, it's just a.
It is a little strange. I didn't really ever eat egg beaters because it was like, how many eggs is it? Or is it just egg? It's like egg substitute.
I almost can't. I mean, I'm eating the beaters just for health right now.
Of course.
But I almost can't eat any egg product where you're not the one cracking the egg.
I agree, my man. I like, agree.
These ones where the eggs, for whatever's happened to them, it's happened before the eggs gotten to you. I don't understand, I guess.
Do you, yeah, you, eggs do you know? Eggs might in the top two could get you sick. You know, you got the chicken and then you got the eggs.
Yeah.
You don't want them to be goofed with.
You don't want them to be goofed with.
If someone goofs with my chicken or eggs, which came first, I'm out. I'm out.
God, I'm with you. I noticed that we're not really talking a lot about the birth. Mm-hmm. I guess a thing I'm learning here is to ask you, you know, is that what you prefer or are
I'm nervous.
Is it subconscious? Yeah, you're nervous.
I'm just nervous. You know, can I think I tell that's, you? Yeah, go ahead.
There's nothing more beautiful than bringing a baby into this world.
Mm-hmm.
My wife's done it now 3 times.
Wow.
And it's just magical, this thing that happens, and it's scary.
And did you feel ready? I mean, did you feel ready to be a dad? Obviously, your wife sounds like she was ready.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how much we've gotten into this, but I have low performing spermatozoa.
Oh yeah, we haven't gotten into that at all.
Yeah, I can't remember who I've gotten into that with. But it's
is it a big list?
I'm sorry?
Is it a big list? Do you get into that with a lot of people?
Well, just if it comes up, you know what I mean? I don't volunteer it freely, but it feels like, you know, a child being born, it can come up. Or, where else? If you're watching the Look Who's Talking movies, I'll kind of, I might hit pause or lead over and mention it.
They're on TV all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, look who's always playing that movie, TNT or CBS.
Hey, man, very funny. Well, that's too bad about your low performing, but I guess, hey, you got 3 over the bar. You
well,
know?
Yeah, that part of kind of going into it with people is explaining that it's 3 separate fathers that we've done it with, as far as biologically.
Okay.
And so it's a different way to prepare yourself for it, right? Because you got to find the father, you've got to kind of
and you call him father, you don't call him donor, you call him the father.
Is that
because you're the father, right? I mean, you're raising the children,
right? I'm the around the house father, but then there's obviously the biological father. And I want to give them the respect that they forgive it, you know.
Wow, you're a big man. Absolutely. That's very secure of you, mm-hmm, to sort of share the mantle.
Well, my wife insisted, and you know, I feel that when Justin Jr., Anthony Jr., and Lyle Jr. all grow up,
you really give it up. Wow, you really give it up, don't you? Good for you, man.
Out of respect for
sharing
the,
is
for
caring.
The fathers.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, man, that's so cool.
Thank you.
That's so cool. Thank you so much for coming. I didn't know I had a super dad with me. I wish I could be half the dad with less of the generosity. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I see. I see.
I don't want to give away as much.
You wouldn't do exactly what I did.
Yeah, because to me, they're your kids. You raise those guys, man. You raise them. You feed them. You pay for them.
But, you know, nurture and nature. Some of it is just, sure, you know, I have an adoptive cousin. And he loves Harley Davidson motorcycles. And we found out later on that his birth father, who he had never met, was a hog guy. And it's like, there's some things that
so
are
that's
just
genetic. Wow.
I think so. I mean, how else? Wow. Nobody else. He grew up in a not hog family. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
They weren't anti-hog, but, you know, it just didn't come up. So how do you get into it? But he just loved them his whole life.
Wow. Stuff sounds like a cool guy.
He's awesome. My cousin, he's really awesome. Yeah.
You ever get to go ride? You ever like ride with him?
On his
ride
Harley?
Ride on the back or on his lap?
Yeah, I'll ride. So I'm glad you said on his lap, because when I tell people how I've ridden, they always say, why didn't you ride on the back or a sidecar? Or side saddle, of course. Yeah,
sort of one arm hugging him.
Legs over.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't have the core strength for side saddle, so I'll do his lap.
Mm.
And everyone's like, that seems like the weirdest spot to be.
Well, you're so much bigger than him, right? Isn't that?
Yes, I'm screaming out what's happening in front of us. You know.
Well, so he's steering by twice. Almost echolocation. He's steering by just recommendation, I guess.
Echo recommendation, I guess.
Wow. God, you're fascinating. Scary. I wish I asked you more questions, man. I feel bad about that. I feel like I don't support you on the Slack or et cetera like you do me. I apologize for that, Garrett.
I'm happy to hear you say that. Thank you.
I never realized how open you are and how maybe I was missing out. I was letting you support me, but man, that's really interesting. Thank you for sharing all this stuff.
If given, I'm like, I don't really know. I was going to say a science metaphor, but I couldn't think of one. But if given the space, I'll fill it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, liquid in the container.
Yeah, I'm not like a rushing river. I'm not creating my space.
Mm-hmm.
But if you dam me and then open up the dam, I'll go through.
Wow, you are just really smart. You're metaphorical, you. Too. Wow, it's really you. Cool.
Did you want a honey bun? I know yes. I've had a couple of these, but I could go get you one.
I didn't want to say anything. I know you made a couple trips to the vending machine to get the same item, but I would love one if you're going to go again.
I'm almost nervous because it's reminding me. For me, this is almost the same as when my other kids were born, because I am not the father, but I'm at the hospital. And so
you don't need to raise this one, okay? I'm going to be there.
Okay. I don't know if I could.
He's my child, and I would love to, you know, pick your brain on some fathering techniques or, you know, whatever, but I'm going to step up. You know, I'm going to take care of him. I think I'm a little frayed. I feel sometimes a little bit like a kid myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know that I'm ready to have a kid, especially with some of the genetic pass down stuff you were saying. I just don't know if I want him to have all my exact stuff. So I want to nurture him from the nature I gave him into something he wants to be, you know? And I guess we don't even know what that is yet.
Here's the theory I kind of work with is whatever you want him to be, you have to be the opposite.
Mm.
Or she, I don't actually know the sex.
It's a boy.
So you have to be the opposite. So if you want him to be kind of strong and confident, you got to let him dominate you in the house, boss you around.
Really?
Yeah.
I have to be beta so he can become alpha.
Right, exactly. He has to fill, again, that void there.
Well, I mean, but that's surely that doesn't start till he's, what, like 7, 8 years old, right? Like in the beginning, I have to take care of him.
The developmental time is a very important time, the early childhood development, actually. Huh. Yeah. So,
did you read this somewhere, or what? Or is this just sort of one of your ideas?
It's just theories from what I've seen and how my family worked and stuff like that.
That sounds solid. It's from what you've seen and from how your family works.
Yeah, you know, my dad was a huge alpha and I'm kind of a pushover and, you know, I
right, they say it sort of flips the coin each generation.
So, yeah, I mean, they do say that.
I've heard that, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So you're sort of a reaction to the thing that came before you and, you know, like water, you fill in the parts that are empty and vice versa.
Yeah.
Man.
So I think maybe, like even as a child, I did this with Anthony Jr., is when they're crying, you start crying. And so then they have to start dealing with you and
that's
you're crying.
Genius.
And they can't be a
That'll
baby
grow
anymore.
Them up really quick because I don't want to grow up.
Yeah.
Huh. So when he cries, you cry back at him until it makes him feel embarrassed of his own crying?
Yeah.
Or or maybe not an embarrassment, but just an acknowledgement that, hey, none of this crying is going to stop unless someone steps up.
We can't have two criers in here. Someone's got to be the one to kind of figure their shit out.
Right. And I guess if I can give him that signal early enough, he'll get pretty good at it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's actually really fascinating. Well, that's how your family worked. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, Anthony, I mean, he's constantly in detention and
hell yeah.
You know, he's captain of the football team. If hell he can get his grades up. Yeah, so.
Good for him. He sounds like he's doing all the right stuff.
Yeah, he's just a strong man, you know,
that's
which is
awesome.
Great.
That's
just
awesome.
Like his grandpa.
Yeah.
I feel I'm gonna get your honey bun. I'll be
thank
right
you,
back.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. It's gonna be fine. You're gonna be fine. You can do this. You can totally do this. Your dad did it. Your mom did it. Their parents did it. I mean, you're really the product of everyone who's ever come before you who did it. You can do this. Everybody has done it.
Mr. Johnson.
Sorry, do you need a glass of water?
No, I'm
seems
very
like
well.
It's getting a little bit worse.
I'm very well hydrated.
Okay. Yeah, I'm Mr. Johnson.
I'm
hi.
Incredibly well hydrated, yes.
You know, let me just run to the vending machine real quick. Let me just get you a glass or a bottle of water.
Okay, yeah, whatever. If you I think I'll be fine, but
We'll split it. Okay, D4. Vend. Okay, sorry, I had the first few sips, but here you go.
Oh, yeah. All right, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. What was it? Is it time? Is it
well? Well, I'm just coming out to let you know that I'm just coming out to let you know that your wife is doing very well.
Oh.
And she did end up opting for the epidural.
Okay. I said come out and grab me if there's any big decision. I mean, I said come grab me. I'm not trying to avoid. I just, there wasn't enough room when I was in there. I kept being in the way.
Oh, we thought you said, a lot of dads will say, you know, I'm in the way here because they just want to leave the room.
No, I meant it. I kept bumping the trays, and I actually made the doctor miss with the scalpel one time. And so I really felt in the way. I didn't feel like there was any space for me.
Well, yes, it's a teaching hospital, so not only do we have the attending doctors, but then we have some of the
just have, like,
interns.
One more sip. Have one more sip of the water.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. So she's elected to have the epidural. Did she already give it to her?
Yeah, a while ago.
Okay. Well, but good. I guess she's not feeling much. No pain, I hope.
No pain, no gain.
Can I come see her? I'd really like to see her before she, you know, gets started with all the pushing and the actual delivery.
Why don't we come in to about 10 minutes, and I thought that'll be about the time to get you. And everything's fine. Just wanted to let you know that everything's going across fine.
Great. Thank you so much. And again, I do want to be in there as much as I can. So anytime that I'm allowed, please come grab me.
Without a doubt.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. And you guys have my cell phone number?
Let me check.
Because even a text, and I'll be right there. You know.
Why don't I give you my cell phone, and you text me, and okay. So then I'll have your number near the top
okay,
of my
okay,
messages.
Okay, great. Thank
so
you.
It's a quick text.
Thank you. And what was your name?
Doctor.
You're the
you got that part?
Yeah, doctor.
Sean.
Sean, S-H-A-W-N?
S-E-A-N.
Okay, Dr. Sean.
McGarity. M-G. A R R I T T Y.
McGarity. I've never heard that. Where is that from? M G Arity. I've never heard of a name like that. It's almost Irish.
No, not Irish, surprisingly.
Well, no, I wouldn't have guessed it. I guess I have a lot of questions. But anyway, here's my phone. Okay, and your number?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I got you, Dr. Sean McGarity.
818.
Mm-hmm.
5. 1.
You can do all of them as fast as you did the first two.
53210.
Okay. Okay, great. Got it. And here's me. Hey, this is Bobby from the waiting room. Let me know if you need a drink. And please, come Bobby grab me the second.
Let me know if you need a drink. Is this you?
Yeah, that's me. Because you're talking to me in the waiting room.
Sorry, yeah, I'm a little discombobulated today, but I'm going to head back in there.
You're on top of it, right? I mean, you're on top of it.
Oh, yeah, I just had a crazy morning, but everything's fine now. And I'm just, when I'm in the room, I'm in the damn zone, dude. But out here, you know, I'm a little discombobulated.
Well, thank you, doctor. Please text me whenever I can come back, or I'll text you. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, that's awesome, dude.
Okay, dude. Are you okay?
Yeah.
You're leaning on the wall pretty hard. You're really chilling.
No, yeah, I just need a little break, and I'm heading back in there. I mean, this stuff is crazy. I don't know if you've ever delivered a baby, but it takes a lot of energy. And when I'm in there, I'm on it. But I'm like a basketball player on the bench, you know. I'm laying out, exhausted, just trying to get my gainer in before I go back.
Well, your Yelp reviews were amazing. You said you're one of the best doctors in the area, so I trust you.
That's awesome. I never checked them.
We Yelped everybody. We Yelped all the big doctors.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
I didn't even know doctors could be on Yelp for this type of thing.
Yeah, oh, yeah. People are not very generous, I will say.
About me?
No, with you. You've had great things, but people really... Oh, excuse me. I got nervous burpees. Oh my God. People are
let me prescribe brutal, you a like little antacid for that. There you go.
Oh, okay. Wow, that was quick.
Yeah. I can't prescribe you anything, dude.
Man, you are really chill. Thank you. Thank you so much. It actually is calming to know that just sort of a regular guy like you can, you know, it's all just regular what we're doing here. It's not superhuman or anything.
Yeah, no, anyone could be a doctor. You just got to go through all the school and stuff.
Exactly. You learned the right stuff.
Yeah.
Why don't you go check back on my wife and text me if anything. If I can come back, I would love to come back.
We'd love to have you.
Okay, good. We're on the same page.
Great. All right, TTYL.
Be more serious, right? I mean, wasn't he a little too casual? Doesn't that make you stressed out?
Who was that? Sorry, I wasn't listening to the conversation. Who was that?
That was the doctor. That was the doctor who's responsible.
In that outfit? That was the doctor?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Cool.
I think
really
he was
chill.
Taking a break, yeah.
That's great. I mean,
I guess
they
can wear anything underneath the coat. You know what I mean? You can wear a full sweatsuit.
That's true. Yeah. It's whatever he's comfortable in at the end of the day.
I want him to be comfy for sure.
Well, here's a honey bun, and I saw you got yourself a water, so I didn't know if you wanted a drink, but I ended up getting you just a Minute Maid lemonade.
Oh, thank you. God. Yeah, I think I really needed to boost my sugar. I'm feeling really... just like overwhelmed, you know, like just like, am I going to be a good dad? Am I going to let him down? Am I going to hurt his feelings? Surely I will. Surely there's many ways that I will do these things. But, you know, hopefully I can also teach him some stuff and be there for him and just, you know, raise him right. And
can I do a little exercise that helped me?
Please. You? Yes.
Tell me if I'm getting too personal. But okay. Do you was your dad around growing up?
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now think of all the times your dad had probably no idea what he was doing, messed up and went home and kicked himself for it that you didn't even know about, you know what I mean, as a kid.
Right.
That happened all the time.
Right.
You know, all the things that are so, you know, we're humans. I mean, you know, that we're these animals that go through so much.
Right. It's his life. You know, I just got to help him through it as much as I can.
Yeah.
It's not my full responsibility.
I just want to play through a little scenario here in this exercise. Let's say you're the dad now and I'm the kid.
Okay.
Can you think of what's something you're really scared that you're going to do? And we'll just play it out. And I think you'll end up seeing it's not that bad.
I'm really scared that he's going to need something from me that I feel scared that I can't give.
Okay. Hey, Dad. You know, a lot of the kids at school are making fun of me, and I just don't know. how to defend myself. I don't know what to say. I don't even want to go to school anymore.
I was never in a fight, so I don't know how to help you.
You don't know at all? All right, well, maybe I'll just go ask another stronger man what to do, and he'll give me better advice. And
that's a great idea. Way to be resourceful.
Thank you.
You got to find the help that you need in life, and perhaps someone else is better.
Well, you not being helpful helped me to learn how to be resourceful.
Wow. Oh, my God. Garrett, that was a good exercise.
All right. Yeah, right?
Because no matter what I do, it'll teach him something.
Well, and what I like to do, it'll teach him something. What I like to think of is we're always thinking of what's the worst thing that'll happen. But there's a million different ways that road could go, right? And I try not to catastrophize.
Smart. God, yeah. So whatever I tell him, he's going to take something from. So if I do my best and he does his best, we'll get where we need to go.
100.
Oh, my God.
That's so glad I came here today.
That's a big... Dude, me too. I was going nuts before you got here. I was chewing my nails. I wanted a cigarette so bad, even though I kicked it years ago. I'm stressed, and it feels weird that I'm not allowed in the room a little bit. I feel like I should be in the room more. I feel like my first chance as a dad to support, you know, the kid's mom and my partner, I'm not there, and I just feel freaking impotent. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. That must feel crazy. I mean, for me, it was always great to just have Lyle or Anthony just in the room for the birth.
Right.
So that way I could be out here kind of waiting and not feeling as impotent in that way. Because I knew someone was in there taking care of things. I can't. What does your wife want? This is a partnership, you know? So
I know. It's not,
you don't have to hold all the responsibility there. What do you think?
Right.
She would want from you.
She wanted some space, is what she said when I was
she
in
did.
There. Because I was clanging around and... She was like, maybe you should just go because, you know, the doctor's got a sharp thing in his hand. I don't know.
Yeah, hospital rooms are generally pretty spacious here. I mean, it's a great hospital.
I know. Well, I feel like this kind of happens a lot. You know, I was making a couple jokes in there and I was trying to keep the doctors light, you know, so that they could do a good job. And then, I don't know, it just seemed like maybe those weren't responded to well.
Here's the thing I could see being possible.
Uh-huh.
You know, I love your jokes. I think they're so funny.
Thank you.
But I think it's a chaotic time in there and in a hospital room, you're only communicating the most important piece of information.
Right.
And I have heard some of your jokes and some of them take a little bit, you know, it feels like you haven't really whittled down to the most efficient version of it.
Sometimes the longer the walk, the better the punchline.
I'm with you. I love Norm. I love that type of stuff. Rest in peace. But, maybe that type of stuff won't work if they're in the middle of a really stressful thing.
Right. I get it. It's the time and place. Time and place. I know. I don't always do a good job with that. You know, even back in school, I didn't know when to shut my frickin' mouth. Being at the principal already in trouble and try to tell him jokes about underwear.
You have such a low opinion of yourself.
Hey. Yeah. Shoot.
You think you can't be a dad? You're blaming yourself for being funny in front of the principal? I think that's fucking awesome being funny in front of the principal.
Yeah, so
I was never funny in front of the prince.
I think I intimidated him is what it really was.
That's 100%.
I think I was funny and he was never funny. And he was like, how's this kid beat me at a thing I wanted to do?
I mean, it sounds like almost Tim and Eric. You're coming in there talking about underwear. It's like so random, which I love.
I love random. Random is fun because you got to keep people on their toes.
Yes.
Porcupine. Random.
In a waiting room in the maternity ward of the hospital? What are you talking about?
I guess that was as much for me as it was for you. You know, I just want to take my mind off it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got to.
Hey, thanks, man. I know that wasn't a good joke, but the timing was right.
It was absolutely great timing. And I was, I thought it was fun.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Man, you've really picked up my spirits. I think I can do this thing. I think, you know, if anyone can be a dad, I'm anyone.
You're anyone.
You know? I'm anyone. That's fine.
You are, I would say, a top-notch travel agent. Mm-hmm. I see the way that you take, you know what people want on their trips. Mm-hmm. You know how to get them what they want for the best price. You know how to mm-hmm. throw in a couple experiences that they wouldn't have even thought of, that they thought they would hate, end up loving.
Thank you.
You're intuitive. You're hilarious.
Thank you.
You know, I that'll translate into fatherhood.
Man, you're so right. I'm not a bitch, you know what I mean? I'm not a loser.
No.
I'm not. These are things that I say about myself to myself.
Yeah, oh, man. I really hate to hear that about you.
I know.
And I know what people are saying on that Slack that they thought you weren't on, but that you were still on about you being a bitch and a loser and stuff.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, if you think it enough, it's going to come out somewhere else.
That's exactly, you know what
I
mean? Right.
I wrote that future for myself, absolutely.
If you told yourself, you know, I am hilarious, which you are. I am a good dad. I'm an adult. That's what'll happen.
That's what I should tell myself every day. I'm a hilarious adult dad.
I can come back.
No, please. You're looking very spry and awake. I'm glad.
Yeah, well, things got... how do I say it? Everything's right. We ended up going for the C-section.
Oh, my God. You couldn't text me?
We did a cesarean. You know what? I tried to. And I simply just couldn't think of the right emoji to send it. So
Doc, just fill me in, my man. Please.
I'm so sorry. I just... You know when you're like, I'll come back to this later and I'll have a good idea?
Yes.
And then later you're like, I totally forgot to do that.
So you started the text, but then you did something else and then you forgot that it was... I've been there a million times.
Yeah.
Well, fuck, glad. Man. So, okay, so it's done. So you went C-section.
Yeah.
Baby's delivered.
Yeah. Would you want to come in?
Please.
And, we already cut the umbilical cord, but...
okay, that was part of our birth plan, but okay.
I'm so fucking sorry, dude. That sucks.
It's okay. Can you be a little more professional? Just a little more serious.
In the room, I'm the man. Out here,
I know.
I'm me, you know.
I wish I could be in the room to see you be the man, because all I am is excluded from the process, and then I meet like what feels like a bro of mine. And
Okay. I totally get it. Don't piss me off out here, because I'm delivering your baby in there.
Well, it sounds like it's already happened. Can I come see my wife? Does she want to see me?
Yeah. I wish we had known how much epidural to give her. So she's pretty out of it right now.
How did you not know? Well, I don't think the epidural knocks you out. I think it just makes it so you can't feel below a certain vertebrae. And she shouldn't be knocked out.
You're right.
Shit. Is she okay?
No, she's fine.
I'm going to text my wife. Okay.
She's absolutely fine.
I'm texting her because apparently I can't get any communication in there.
No, just come in the room. Come in the room.
Okay, great.
But she is out of it. I think from the epidural or something.
Okay, well,
like
can
that.
I meet my son? Can I? I mean, it
oh
sounds
yeah,
like,
let me go grab him.
No, I'll come into the room where I hope he's being cared for and washed and whatever is needed.
Yeah, we wash him and we spanked him and we did the whole thing, and so
good. I'm glad.
And he's beautiful.
Thank you. I want to see him. I want to go back there. You keep describing what happened in the past. Take me into the present where I'm near him, please.
Look, man, I didn't want to have to do this. I've been trying to find ways to distract you. I'm not very good at it. Your wife doesn't fucking want to see you right now, dude.
Come on, dude. She needs to hear one of my jokes. She never wants to hear me.
She never wants
to see me because she remembers them as bad, but then she hears them and it always cracks a smile, almost always.
Her words were, you provide, you're supportive, you're lovely, but in intense moments, she can't have you near her.
Can't have you what? Near her?
Near her.
Do you need water?
I have never been more hydrated. I had to piss mid-C-section because you made me drink all that water earlier.
I didn't make you drink that much. And I think you could have gone before.
I have a very specific equilibrium. All doctors do it when we know how much to drink at any certain time so that during a procedure we won't have to piss. You pushed me over. I was being
polite
because I knew.
Please take me back. I don't know why we keep getting so sidetracked.
I don't know. You keep saying stuff that gets me sidetracked. All right, I'll take you back. Your wife's going to be fucking pissed at me, dude, but we'll get you back there.
I think it's a bigger deal that I see her than we preserve your view.
That is so you-centric.
You work for me today.
The best. No.
I'm.
No. I work for Cedar Sinai.
Who we're paying a lot of money to deliver our baby, okay?
Okay.
Please, this is a big, big deal for me today. I'm sorry I've upset you, but please take me back to my wife.
I could make your son's head crazy. I could make his eyes insane. Don't fuck with me, man.
But you're not going to do that, right? Because you're a doctor. You commit no harm or something.
Well, yeah, I've sworn the Hippocrates oath, man. That's what I'm just saying.
It was supposed to be the Hippocratic oath. I hope you didn't just Google.
Come on in. Come on in. I mean,
baby. Hey. Oh, I'm so sad that I wasn't here for the epidural and then for the C-section. I'm here now. Are you okay?
Honey. Oh my God. Yes, I'm fine. I mean, I'm great. We have a beautiful baby boy. I'm sorry.
He's beautiful. He's so beautiful. Oh,
I'm sorry. Maybe just from the procedure and everything, timing's a little off. Has it been 5 hours since I gave birth?
No, I think it's just been a little bit, like a few minutes.
I told them to give me a few hours before bringing you in here.
I barged through because they wouldn't let me see you. I knew it was time. I'm so sorry I was away from you.
I love you. You're an amazing provider. You know, you're so sweet and supportive. But in times of stress...
What did the banana say to the apple? What did the banana say to the apple?
I'm not going to do it. I'm not
going to. Hey, baby, let's peel. You ready to get out of this gin joint? I want to take you home, my two babies. I want to take you guys home. Booty deepity poop. Right?
Oh, I know later on I will think that was funny that you said that.
Yeah, some of these are take homes. Some of these are take homes.
Let's peel?
Banana is definitely going to peel. And he's suggesting to the apple that that's a cool lifestyle because the banana's so used to it and the apple's got to peel, but you don't typically peel the apple, definitely doesn't peel itself. So he's suggesting, you know, try out the peel lifestyle.
I've just been standing here with your son while you explain the joke. Did you want to hold him?
Yeah. Oh, yes, please. Oh, my God. Look at him. He's beautiful. Oh, he's so gorgeous. Honey, did you pick between the names?
Well, no, I thought we should do that together.
Okay. Yeah. Well, when I look at him.
Yeah, we wanted to be inspired.
I really like Steven. I think it kind of fits.
Oh, what?
This is sir. Not, you don't need to have input here, sir. Go drink some water.
No, the last time I took the advice about that, I had to pee in the middle of a C-section.
Okay, well, thank you so much for delivering our baby. I'm sure you have other stuff to do.
No, I'm cool for the night 30.
You don't have a plan? You just kind of see what happens after the delivery?
Well, I've had the time just in case something messes up. All right, sir, thank you. I love Steven. Uh-huh. I think that's a great name. I mean, it's your brother's name, and I think that's a lovely way to remember him.
Yeah. What do you think? Little Steven? Stevie? Steve?
Yeah, that's great.
I don't love Steve. I don't know.
Well, we don't have to think of the abbreviations now, but I love Steven.
Steve?
I love Steven.
Okay. Yeah, me too. I love you, buddy. I love you very much. Is he saying something? I know it's a little early, but could he be saying his first word?
Honey, of course he's not.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm holding him. I guess I wanted it to be like a special moment when I held him. And it is. Oh,
what the fuck?
What?
Because he's not talking, it's not special enough.
No, I don't know. I guess I wanted it to be more special than it was. It was special all the
way.
You
are not 100% ready to be a dad. You are a child.
Don't say that. That's my deepest fear. I'm ready. Well,
You shouldn't have come in here right now because I'm tired and I'm mad at you and you made a mess up with the scalpel earlier and I have this scar on my arm probably for the future.
I'm sorry. Oh, baby, let's peel. Let's peel. Let's leave. We're ready. We're both ready to go home.
No, I am not ready to go home. I'm going to have to be here for a couple of days. It's a C-section.
Okay, okay.
Even a standard vaginal birth.
You don't leave right away. Yeah, you're right. All right, well, I'm going to sit right next to you with Steven. We'll pass him back and forth so he can get to know both of us. And I'm going to tell you every joke I know.
I really, really don't want that. I just want a little time to relax. Maybe we could throw on the TV or something. I don't know what people do.
Sure. Why don't we toss on the TV and just watch together? That'll be good.
All right. Welcome back to Jeopardy! College Edition.
Oh, I'm so good at these.
We'll jump right into the categories. Donald, you're in the lead and you have control of the board. Let's do Shakespeare quotes for 600.
To be or not to be. Got him.
This is a question that Hamlet would...
To be or, what is to be or not to be? You see that, buddy?
What is to be or not to be? Correct.
Your dad's pretty smart. Your dad is pretty smart. He knows to be or not to be.
Honey.
To Steve or not to Steve. Right?
I like Steve. I think Steve's a great abbreviation of Steven. Steve. I think people are naturally going to do it.
Okay.
Let's do names for 1,000.
What is Steve?
This little Van Zant, when he's not singing for Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band, is hanging around with his old pal Tone and the Monsters.
What is Steve? What is Stevie? Stevie.
What is little Stevie or Steven?
That's you, buddy. You're going to grow up to be just like Stevie Van Zant. If we're lucky. Right, hon?
I mean, yeah, I guess if we want to be a rock star, I don't think I want to wear that many scarves.
See?
Yeah.
I like it.